Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about strategies they've adopted for handling work-related problems. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H why each speaker decided to adopt their particular strategy. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H how each speaker felt after implementing the strategy. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Having a part in a long-running play might seem glamorous, but there are drawbacks. My fellow actors and I share pretty cramped accommodation, for one thing. Tolerance can be stretched to the limit. But I was determined to create my own hideaway, somewhere I could escape to and read quietly. So I squirreled myself away in a hidden corner under the stage, only to find 2 other fresh-faced cast members already there, thoroughly at home, drinking tea. We looked at each other in stunned silence, then giggled uncontrollably. What else could we do? Now we gather there before every performance for a bit of quiet, so there's a strict no-talking rule.
Speaker 2.
A hospital doctor's life isn't the easiest, but I love my job. A couple of months ago, though, I made a drastic decision. I changed hospital, so now my commute is just a 12-minute walk from home. I hadn't foreseen how much more involved in the local community I'd become, thanks to swapping my daily drive for a brisk walk. Knowing local shopkeepers by name and so on, I can't get enough of it. And it means I can play with my 3-year-old son at both ends of the day, which, let's face it, is what drove me to act in the first place. It compensates enormously for the stress and long hours.
Speaker 3.
I've been the manager at several football clubs, and it doesn't get any easier. The work itself is varied and complicated, but it's the garbage the media comes up with that really gets on my nerves. Half of it's invented, and on occasion it impacts on my kids and friends too, which makes my blood boil. So, 2 seasons ago, I implemented a self-imposed ban. I won't go on social media, or message boards, or read newspaper articles. That's why I hadn't a clue why the players were applauding me into the dressing room one morning. Turned out they'd seen a press photograph of me doing my charity work at a local school the weekend before.
Speaker 4.
Working as a TV presenter live on air brings its own set of challenges. To be honest, I never quite know what's going to happen, even now. The system I drew up after the first couple of hectic shows, having a number of backup plans, was aimed at helping the situation. But I confess, I still regularly tear my hair out at producers forgetting to tell me of last-minute changes to the guest list. It throws my elaborate system into complete disarray. I try to bear in mind, however, that there's another show tomorrow and the day after. There's no point getting too worked up.
Speaker 5.
As school principal, I'm very conscious of how many people are in my care. Not only students and teachers, but also ancillary staff and, indirectly, parents. I need to have my act together, which means getting to work early and am often the last to leave. So last year, I hit on the idea of going running. 15 kilometres, 3 nights a week. I'd give anything to swap my slow and clumsy running style with the streamlined joggers gliding effortlessly past me. But as hoped, I'm finding that if there's something I need to deal with in school, I can usually find a solution while running and arrive home relaxed, much to my wife's relief.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
Having a part in a long-running play might seem glamorous, but there are drawbacks. My fellow actors and I share pretty cramped accommodation, for one thing. Tolerance can be stretched to the limit. But I was determined to create my own hideaway, somewhere I could escape to and read quietly. So I squirreled myself away in a hidden corner under the stage, only to find two other fresh-faced cast members already there, thoroughly at home, drinking tea. We looked at each other in stunned silence, then giggled uncontrollably. What else could we do? Now we gather there before every performance for a bit of quiet, so there's a strict no-talking rule.
Speaker 2.
A hospital doctor's life isn't the easiest, but I love my job. A couple of months ago, though, I made a drastic decision. I changed hospital. So now my commute is just a 12-minute walk from home. I hadn't foreseen how much more involved in the local community I'd become, thanks to swapping my daily drive for a brisk walk. Knowing local shopkeepers by name and so on, I can't get enough of it. And it means I can play with my 3-year-old son at both ends of the day, which, let's face it, is what drove me to act in the first place. It compensates enormously for the stress and long hours.
Speaker 3.
I've been the manager at several football clubs, and it doesn't get any easier. The work itself is varied and complicated, but it's the garbage the media comes up with that really gets on my nerves. Half of it's invented, and on occasion it impacts on my kids and friends too, which makes my blood boil. So, 2 seasons ago, I implemented a self-imposed ban. I won't go on social media or message boards or read newspaper articles. That's why I hadn't a clue why the players were applauding me into the dressing room one morning. Turned out they'd seen a press photograph of me doing my charity work at a local school the weekend before.
Speaker 4.
Working as a TV presenter live on air brings its own set of challenges. To be honest, I never quite know what's going to happen, even now. The system I drew up after the first couple of hectic shows, having a number of backup plans, was aimed at helping the situation. But I confess, I still regularly tear my hair out at producers forgetting to tell me of last-minute changes to the guest list. It throws my elaborate system into complete disarray. I try to bear in mind, however, that there's another show tomorrow and the day after. There's no point getting too worked up.
Speaker 5.
As school principal, I'm very conscious of how many people are in my care. Not only students and teachers, but also ancillary staff and, indirectly, parents. I need to have my act together, which means getting to work early and am often the last to leave. So last year, I hit on the idea of going running. 15 kilometres, 3 nights a week. I'd give anything to swap my slow and clumsy running style with the streamlined joggers gliding effortlessly past me. But as hoped, I'm finding that if there's something I need to deal with in school, I can usually find a solution while running and arrive home relaxed, much to my wife's relief.
That's the end of part four.